July 1st, 2012. Chapter 6. Smoke. If all things were turned to smoke, the nostrils would distinguish them. The sun rose over the lip of the bowl of the sea. He watched as it kissed first the unfinished goosehead column, and then moved slowly, kissing last the graying skin of the seal he had carved. He felt the sun touch him as he sat there on the steps to his home, raised to store firewood beneath for the winter. When the warmth of the sun's fingers touched even his feet, he stood up and looked out into the bowl of the sea. It was a growing day. Already he could see the mist sidling in to hug the cliffs and bays, where it would stay, bathing the forest for a while. Her fingers alighted on his neck, like a bird, soft as feathers. They were cold, and moved down to the base of his shoulders, pressing down as she stood behind him. He knew she would find him here. She was always awake before him, although she did not often rise earlier. If she did, he slept too well to notice. "All right, I'll light a fire for you here first." She laughed softly, leaning down to kiss the top of his head, her beaded necklace swinging into his hair. He chose the wood with care, taking only thin, light pine branches instead of the heavier oaks. Putting them down in the ashen pit, he stoked the embers of the previous night, before going in to grab some newer embers from the central pit. Among all the islands, only she that he knew of liked her fires out of doors. She smiled as he blew the flames. Leaving her wrapped in blankets against the morning, he walked down the path to the shore. Before shoving the boat into the water, he decided to walk, for a short distance, along the rocky strand. His bare feet hugged the barnacled stones. In the middle of the small bay, between the two surrounding headlands, there was a large rock, still in shadow. From his direction, it looked like some old hermit, overgrown with seagrass and moss, with white hairs from seagull droppings, staring out towards the sea. It was short work to climb it, but the holds were slippery. There was a strange bald spot at the top, gray rock kept free of the white and green. Sitting there, he stared out at the lip of the sea, his fingers idly tracing the stone beneath them. His eyes followed the glint of the sun on the waves, and followed the fog as it stalked each flashing movement, drowning them in turn. A white bank had already encompassed half of the shadowed headland. As he saw the fog groping blindly through the bay, his lungs filled with imagined water, and he felt the fog and waves cover him like a shroud. The desire had no source, and he did not understand it, but in this moment he let his thoughts run with his eyes, embracing the flowing water. He imagined the sound of waves lapping above him and sinking. After a short while, his fingers stopped playing with the stone, and he looked down to see that the grass beneath his feet had been shorn, cut as if with a knife. As he wondered at this, he threaded his attention to his fingers, and noticed that the pebble he'd been unknowingly playing with had a hole in the middle, like a small amber bead. And smoke flowed down before him, tasting softly of seagrass.